play-by-play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Blue Hill High School for high school basketball here tonight. Game number two of our doubleheader between the Blue Hill Bobcats, the Silver Lake Mustangs, the boys' side of things here. I'm Blaine Bulis. We'll have the play-by-play for you from here at Blue Hill High School. The girls of Blue Hill win the girls' game 46-23. And up now, coming up in a few minutes, the boys of Blue Hill hosting the guys from Silver Lake High School. Silver Lake coming into this basketball game, 3 wins and 5 losses on the season for the Mustangs. Terry Bowers Ball Club started the season with 3 losses at Deschler. They lost at home to Heartland Lutheran, then lost in overtime at Axtell 58-56, then won 2 in a row. Back in December on the 11th and the 17th, a win over Red Cloud and a win over Kennesaw at home, and a loss at Gibbons, the final game before Christmas, and then Silver Lake played in its own holiday tournament. Won over Alma in the first round 40-37, but lost to Bruning Davenport Chickley in the championship game of the Silver Lake Holiday Tournament, 54-49. So the Mustangs are 3-5 on this basketball season. Blue Hill, John Coffey's ball club comes in with 1 win and 7 losses on the season. But the good news from that is the Bobcats won their last game before the New Year break as the last game of the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament. Blue Hill started the season with a loss at home to Kennesaw and lost 3 straight on the road to pretty good ball clubs. Donovan Trumbull now 7-2 at Superior and at St. Cecilia, 45-26. Then a loss at home to Wood River and a loss to number one ranked Grand Island Central Catholic before Christmas. Then during the holiday tournament, the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament, the Bobcats lost to Sandy Creek 22-21. And then won the consolation game for their first win of the year over Cozad, 56-33. So the Bobcats come in 1-7, but they won their last outing. Of course, haven't played now since December 30th, about 8 days ago. So they are 1-7 on this basketball season. The Silver Lake Mustangs are coming in to the contest, average 51.8 points per game, give up 48.8. They're shooting about 43% from the field, holding their opponents the 28.5 field goal percentage on this basketball season. The Mustangs turn it over about 18 times a game and force their opponents into only eight turnovers by the opponents against the Silver Lake this season. The Mustangs have been out-rebounding their opponents by about 9 a game, 41-32 per contest. So the Mustangs hitting the boards well this year, out-rebounding their opponents by about 9 per contest, averaging 51.8, giving up 48.3. They are 3-5 overall. They're 3-3 at home. So this is only the third road game of the season for the Silver Lake Mustangs, and they come in at 3-5 on the basketball season. And they are led in scoring by Tyler Ostrander at 13 points per contest. Jake Polk averages 12.6 points per game. Jacob Trausch, 9.1 points per game. Sawyer Monroe at 7 points per contest, the leading scorers before the Mustang. Ostrander averages more than 9 rebounds per contest. Trausch, 7.7 rebounds per game. And Jake Polk, 6.2 caroms per game. Sawyer Monroe with 4.5 rebounds a game for the Mustangs. Again, they hit the boards real well this year. Ostrander, the leading scorer. Polk also in double figures for Silver Lake. And Ostrander, the leading rebounder, although Tyler's not going to start this game for the Mustangs tonight. The coach's decision there, but Ostrander will probably see a lot of action, although he will not start. And the Mustangs will also be missing Cap Perez, who is out with an ankle injury. He has been starting some games and playing quite a bit. The sophomore will not play tonight due to an ankle injury. The Blue Hill Bobcats on of the season, pretty a balanced scoring. Maverick Busboom, one of their starters, averages 6 a game. Trent Komacher, another starter, averages 3 points per contest. Kyle Manns at 4 per game. Brock Kumke at 6 per game on this season. Matt Framer at 3 points per contest. Bramer averages 6 point rebounds per game, and 6 rebounds a game. He's the leading rebounder for Bobcats. No one in double figures. Blue Hill averages 37 points a game. They give up 47 per contest. They are 1-7, but they did win their last game before they took the New Year holiday off, so they come in on a one-game winning streak, and Silver Lake comes in on a one-game losing streak, dropping the consolation game to Bruning Davenport Shipley at the Silver Lake Holiday Tournament. Well, that kind of sets the scene for you. It's 3-5 Silver Lake, 1-7 Blue Hill, and the boys' contest here this evening at Blue Hill High School. We will take a timeout. When we return, we will have the starting lineups for you and the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's as the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The crowd here and a good crowd on hand. A lot of Blue Hill, a lot of maroon for Silver Lake here this evening. For the visitors for Silver Lake, 3-5 on the year. Terry Bauer, ball club will start. Jake Polk, the 6'2" senior, 12.5 points, 6.2 rebounds. Sawyer Monroe, a 5'11" senior, averages 7 points, 4.6 rebounds. Jacob Trouse will start. He's a 6-foot senior, 9 points, 7.7 rebounds. In the starting lineup tonight, Zach Polk, Jake's brother, the 6'3" sophomore, 2.7 points, 3.5 rebounds. And Casey Johnson, the 6'1" sophomore, will get the start tonight for the Silver Lake Mustangs. For the home team in the white and blue of Blue Hill, John Coffey's club 1-7. They will start Kyle Manns, a junior, 4 points, 4 rebounds per contest. Maverick Buckboom, the sophomore, 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Matt Bramer, 3 points, 6 rebounds per game. The senior will start. Brock Kumpke, a senior, 6 points, 2 rebounds per game. And Trent Komacher, the junior, 3 points and 2 rebounds per for Blue Hill. Manns is 6'1". Komacher is 5'10". Busboom is 6 foot. Kumpke, 6'1". And Flamer, the biggest Bobcat, at 6'3". Blue Hill going from left to right. Silver Lake and Blue Hill boys high school basketball here tonight on the breeze. KLIQ-FM 94.5 and KLIQ-FM.com. Basketball in the air, the tip controlled by the Bobcats. They have it to Kumpke. Front court now to Maverick Buston. On the wing now to Kyle Mann. Blue Hill going from left to right. Silver Lake playing a 2-3 zone to begin this ball game. Deep in the left corner, Matt Thramer for Blue Hill. We're just underway, boys contest. Blue Hill wins the girls game 46-23 over Silver Lake. Half inside now to Thramer. On the wing, shot in the air for three is going to be no good by Buston. Offensive rebound on the weak side to Kyle Mann. Deep in the corner, chop it up. It's going to be good this time by Brock Kumpke. Brock Kumpke makes it the three. Excuse me, they rule it a 2-point field goal for Kumpke, so it's 2-0 in favor of Blue Hill. Inside now with the basketball. Shot going to be up and good this time by Jacob Trouse. Jacob Trouse with the field goal for Silver Lake as he worked inside there to tie it at 2. Backcourt pressure for the Mustangs against the Blue Hill offense. Komacher for the Bobcats in the front court. Double team there in the trap. Goes through it to Thramer. There's a pass in the wing to Kumpke. Runs it down in the corner. Brock with the basketball. Sister Caitlin plays for the girls team. They both start. They both wear uniform number 33. That'll be on the quiz. There's Kumpke with a shot from the wing. Going to be an air ball. No good this time. The rebound to Jacob Trouse. Trouse to Zach Polk. Front court to Sawyer Monroe. 15-footers up and good. Sawyer Monroe with the field goal. And the first lead of the night for the Maroon and White of Silver Lake 4-2. Silver Lake 3-5 on the air. Blue Hill 1-7. On court is Komager. Lost control. Picked up there by Jacob Trouse. Turnover Bobcats. Basketball Silver Lake. Zach Polk. Front court to Sawyer Monroe. Monroe. Cross court pass to Jake Polk. Inside to Casey Johnson. Lost control. Stolen out of there. By Silver Lake. Driving, shooting, and scoring. Off the steals, Brock Kumpke. Kumpke with his second field goal. He has four, all four. Blue Hill points, and we are tied at four. Mustangs now slowing up as they go into the offensive zone. Sawyer Monroe, the corner to Jacob Trouse, back to Monroe. Blue Hill in a man-to-man defense. Monroe with it, pass inside, shot put up by Trouse. Locked out of there, but he's fouled on the play, and Jacob Trouse will go to the free throw line. Foul called on Kyle Manns of Blue Hill, and to shoot two, Jacob Trouse. Jacob has a two-point field goal. He averages 9 points a game, has two tonight, first of two free throws. Right down through the bottom, 5-4 Mustang. Quick name of the basketball game, Justin Tepfer, a senior for Blue Hill. Seth Komager goes out, but Justin Tepfer into the game for Blue Hill. Familiar Blue Hill athletic name there, Tepfer. Second free throw, no good by Trouse. 5-4 Mustangs, front court. The Bobcats shot put up is going to be off. No good by Busboom. Weak side rebound by Kumpke. Kumpke's pass inside. Tended for Kramer. Lost. Can't control it. Picked off by Jake Polk. He will drive. Left-handed shot. Off. No good. They bounce one on the baseline. He goes to Jake Polk, and he controls for the Mustangs. He poked to Sawyer Monroe. Inside Trouse. Underneath. Nice pass to Johnson. His shot up off the rim. No good. But he's fouled on the play. Nice pass there by Jacob Trouse. Shot missed by Johnson as he was whacked on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul whistle there on Brock Kumpke. That's his first. Casey Johnson to shoot two. Up and in and out of there, no good. 5-4 Silver Lake. We played about 3 minutes. Tyler Ostrander, the 6'5 senior, going to check in for Silver Lake at the next whistle. In fact, if this free throw is made by Johnson, it's up off there, no good. He misses them both. And the Mustangs, 1 out of 4 from the line early. Front court, basketball, Tepfer. Tepfer for the Mustangs. Swings it to the right side to Coleman, to Busboom. Tepfer now in the corner, working against his zone. Harry Busboom, Blue Hill can't control it. They lose it in the backcourt. Turnover on the Bobcats. They cross that timeline with the basketball. Over and back. Ostrander now checks in. Johnson out for Silver Lake. So Tyler Ostrander, the 6'5 senior, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Not get the start tonight, but now in there at the 4:49 mark. The front court, it's Trouse for Silver Lake. To Sawyer Monroe. You know, lob inside. Jake Polk is passing. Good for Ostrander. Picked off by Kumpke. Blue Hill with the turnover. Kumpke into the front court. Cross court pass now to Kyle Manns. Manns deep in the corner to Tepfer. Tepfer to Kumpke. Works the baseline. Back out. Shot put up is going to be no good there by Maverick Busboom. The rebound by Trouse for Silver Lake. They run to our left. Warrior Monroe, front court, stops and pops in 13. Line drive shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded out of there by Kyle Manns. Manns for Blue Hill. His pass goes to Busboom. Busboom in the front court. Bobcats control. There's a shot by Manns up for 3. No good. In the lane, picked off there, but Jake poked the rebound for Silver Lake. Still 5-4 Silver Lake halfway through period number 1. High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5. In Hastings, Nebraska, and on KLIQFM.com. Zach Polk to the baseline, double team, gets the pass back out. Shot from 18, top of the key. Off, no good by Sawyer Monroe. Rebound grabbed by Matt Thramer for Blue Hill. Thramer to Kumpke. Rock Kumpke, front court, to Manns. Hands deep in the left corner to Busboom. Inside the lane to Thramer, double team. Back out to Manns for 3, off the rim, no good. Knocked around, they fight for it in the corner. Grab and saved by Busboom for the Bobcats of Tepfer. Nice save there by Busboom. Blue Hill controls in the corner. It's Manns. Kyle Manns, top of the key to Busboom. On the wing, shot put up going to be this time off the rim. No good. Bye-bye. Kumpke and Silver Lake with the rebound there. Silver Lake controls. We're still at 5-4. The team scored in the last couple of minutes. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Mario Monroe in the lane. Lost control of the ball, but gets it back. Out of Jake Polk, the senior, controls between the rings with the dribble. Man-to-man Blue Hill defense. 1 point, Silver Lake lead. Monroe directs some traffic. The 5'11 senior gets the screen, goes to his right. He'll take the shot from the wing, up and good for three. Sawyer Monroe for three. He has five. They rule it a three. It's 8-4. Silver Lake five for Sawyer Monroe. In the backcourt with the basketball now. It's Kumpke into the front court. Kramer from the baseline. 15-footer. He's going to be strong and good. Goes off the leg and goes right to Bostrom. His shot is blocked. Monroe the other way for Silver Lake. Sawyer Monroe now reverses dribble behind the three-point arc and passes to Jake Polk, and Polk will give it to Monroe. Inside. Ostrander shot short, but short arm there, but a foul going to be called on Blue Hill. Now Kramer picks up the foul to the free throw line to shoot two. Is going to be Tyler Ostrander for Silver Lake. They lead it here 8-4. Five for Monroe and three for Trausch in this game for Silver Lake. Tyler Ostrander to shoot his first free throws, up and good. His first point, 9-4. Into the game, Jaden Grable, a 6-foot sophomore. Out of the game is Jake Polk. Some of these guys, of course, Polk, Moore, Sawyer Monroe from the football team of Silver Lake. Second free throw by Ostrander is up and good. He makes them both. And it's now 10-4 Mustangs. They have the lead up to 6. Backcourt pressure, but Mans gets it in the front court. And a whistle, and they foul. It's going to be called a jump ball call. Jump ball call on the play. No foul. And alter possession goes to the Mustangs. And Zach Polk, run down right in front of us here. Back into the game, this Maverick Busboom. Out of the game, Brock Kumpke for Blue Hill. Silver Lake ball in the 10-4 lead. 6 minutes gone. 2 minutes to play. First quarter. Jake Polk for Silver Lake. Sawyer Monroe gets a rest here. Polk for Silver Lake. They have the basketball. Jaden Grable inside. The Trausch underneath those. Trying to shot put up off the glass. No good. The rebound out of there by Maverick Busboom for Blue Hill. He controls it to the timeline. To Chris Dewey, who's in the game for the Bobcats. Dewey with the basketball right there. The pass inside, off the fingertip and out of bounds. And that one, off the fingertips of James Danahay. And the turnover, Blue Hill, front court with the basketball. Jaden Grable underneath the Trausch, shot up and good. There's a Trausch with five. The lead up to 8, 12-4, Silver Lake. And they have some backcourt pressure. Trent Komacher in the backcourt. His pass deflected, stolen by Trausch. Trausch now to Jake Polk. He will drive up off the glass and good. Jake Polk with the basket there. He'll go 14-4 Silver Lake, and we'll take a timeout as Blue Hill wants and gets a timeout. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Silver Lake lead up to 10. Mustang 14. Bobcats 4. We're back in 30 seconds.
South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Silver Lake Mustangs have moved the lead up to 10, 14-4 with under a minute to go in this first period. 5 for Jake Polk, 5 for Jacob Trausch for Silver Lake. They have a 14-4 lead, and the Bobcats got to get back in this ballgame. Derek Poe into the game for Blue Hill. Poe out there with the basketball is Justin Tepfer. Tepfer will drive, pass in the corner, shot put up by Maverick. Busboom is going to be way short. No good, but the rebound coming out of there with it is Justin Tepfer for Blue Hill. There's a shot put up on the run, going to be no good by James Danahay, and the rebound by Jacob Trausch. Trausch gives it up in the backcourt. The Silver Lake to Chris Dewey. Dewey with the basketball for the Mustangs. Chris with it in the corner to Jaden Grable. Ostrander back out to Dewey. There's a pass underneath to Trausch. Underneath to Ostrander. Shot put up and good. Nice pass, Jacob Trausch. Field goal to Ostrander. He has four. Lead up to 12, 16-4. Silver Lake with a lead by a dozen. Controlling his first quarter. There's a pass tipped out of bounds by Ostrander. It will stay with the Bobcats with 11 seconds to go. Silver Lake is on a run here. This game is tied at four. They're on a 12-point run. Blue Hill with the basketball. Final 8 seconds. There's a drive by Komacher. Turns and shoots and scores. A 12-point run broken there. Trent Komacher with the field goal. 16-6, and that will be the end of the first quarter. The Bobcats throw it, trying to throw it the length of the floor, and the shot no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. We've played one, Silver Lake boys 16, Blue Hill 6, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds. Welcome back to Blue Hill High School, 16-6 in favor of Silver Lake after the first quarter. 5 for Jake Polk, 5 for Jacob Trouch, 4 for Tyler Ostrander, and 2 for Sawyer Monroe for Silver Lake. Out on the floor will be Sawyer Monroe, Jaden Grable, Jake Polk, Zach Polk, and Casey Johnson for Silver Lake. Blue Hill basketball. They've got Brock Kunkey on the floor. Dakota Hoyt on the floor, the junior to start this second quarter. Top of the key, Trent Comacher. To Hoyt, takes the shot from the wing. It's going to be off there. No good off the top of the backboard, so that'll be out of bounds. It'll be basketball to Silver Lake. Also on the floor, Derek Poe, the senior for the Bobcats. They're trailing 16-6, and James Danahay also on the floor. Silver Lake basketball just underway second quarter, 16-6 in favor of the Mustangs. They have the ball. Sawyer Monroe gives it up to Jaden Grable. Grable to Monroe. To Jake Polk. Jake to the free throw line. Back out to Grable. He will drive. Throw up the shot. No good, but he hit him the wrist. No, a jump ball call. No foul. Jump ball. All from the possession stays with the Mustangs. They'll inbound underneath their own the basket. Leading 16-6 early in period number two. And down it all alone underneath. Shot put up, going to be up and good as he hits the deck. Sawyer Monroe with the fadeaway. He hit the floor but made the basket. 18-6. A 12-point run in that first quarter for Silver Lake. They led 16-6 after one. It's 18-6. First minute of the second quarter. Blue Hill ball shot put up, no good this time by James Danahay, but he's fouled in the play. The Bobcats will go to the line, and the foul going to be whistled on Casey Johnson of Silver Lake. The free throw line shooting to James Danahay, the senior, 4-point average, 3 rebounds per game for the Bobcats, makes the first. 18-7, Silver Lake with the lead. Silver Lake 3-5 on the year. Blue Hill 1-7. Second free throw, no good by James. Rebound to Sawyer Monroe, and he'll control for the Mustangs, leading 18-7, 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Zone defense now by Blue Hill, so the Mustangs will get a foul whistled on Blue Hill. Foul going to be called on Trent Comacher. This first, only 14 foul, only one on Silver Lake. Checking back in the game, Tyler Ostrander, Jacob Trouch for Silver Lake. Casey Johnson goes out, and Jaden Grable goes out of the game. Silver Lake will have the ball. Ostrander's on the floor, along with Sawyer Monroe, Jake Polk, Zach Polk, and Jacob Trouch. The shot from the wing for three is going to be no good by Zach Polk. Run down in the corner by Trent Comacher. Comacher for the Bobcats. Gives it up to Dakota Hoyt. Front court now to Danahay. James with the basketball. Pass goes to a cutting shot up there. No good by Brock. Kumpke gets his own rebound. Shot up no good. Kumpke will go to the line for the Bobcats. Foul called on Jacob Trouch. That's his first. And to the free throw line shooting two. Brock Kumpke has 4 of the 7 points for Blue Hill. 2 for Trent Comacher, 1 free throw for James Danahay. Kumpke shooting 2 in and out of there, no good. Still 18-7, Silver Lake. Matt Thramer, the senior, back in for Blue Hill. And Derek Poe, the senior, goes out. Brock Kumpke, 6 points, 2 rebounds a game. Shoots the second free throw. This one's up. This one's rolling off there, no good. The rebound to Tyler Ostrander, so Kumpke misses him. Both 1 out of 4 from the line for the Bobcats. They trail 18-7, Silver Lake basketball. Front court, Sawyer Monroe. Jake Polk back to Monroe. Pass underneath to Trouch. It's going to be tipped and stolen. Nice defense there by James Danahay. He controls it into the front court. To Dakota Hunt. Up now to Danahay between the rings. Right side of Silver Lake goes in that 2-3 zone. There's a pass inside, tipped away by Jake Pope. It's controlled by Lee Bobcats. Shot on the baseline by Komacher's up and off. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Sends Komacher to the line to shoot two. Foul call on Tyler Ostrander. That's his first. And to the line shooting two will be Trent Komacher for Blue Hill. Komacher is a junior. 3 points, 2 rebounds per game. Off there, no good. Into the game, Jaden Grable, the sophomore for Silver Lake. Going out, Sawyer Monroe. Trent Komacher shoots the second free throw for Blue Hill. This one's no good. Jacob Trout goes high and gets the rebound for Silver Lake. 6:08 to go, second quarter. Silver Lake 18-7 lead. Jake Pope reverses his dribble shot, put up, knocked away from him and out of bounds off of Bobcat. Jake wanted a foul, didn't get one there. Into the game. Indiana. Justin Tepper, the senior for Blue Hill. Silver Lake basketball, Zach Pope to inbound. Bounce pass out to Jacob Trausch on the inbounds play. In the corner to Zach Pope, shot up off, no good. Long rebound that goes to Gable for Silver Lake, so they control. To Jake Pope inside to Ostrander. Triple team there, shot put up short. Ostrander back out, shot for three. Jake Pope is good, and he fouled. It'll count. A three-pointer is good by Jake Pope. He has 8. He'll go to the line, try to complete this 4-point play. 21-7 in favor of Silver Lake. Foul called on Dakota Hunt. Foul Polk as he made the 3, 8 for Jake. And he'll try for this 4-point play. It is up and it is good. Barely rippled the net. 4-point play, 9 for Jake Polk, 22-7. There's a steal by Trouse in the front court. Silver Lake forces another turnover to Zach Polk. Zach, cross-court pass down to brother Jake, takes the 3 in the air, in and out of there. No good. Ostrander with the offensive rebound. He hits the deck. It's lost out of bounds. It's off Tyler Ostrander. It goes to Blue Hill. Into the game, Dakota Hunt for Blue Hill. Into the game, Sawyer Monroe for Silver Lake. Back in the game, the starter, Maverick Busboom for the Bobcats. Blue Hill basketball. And Hunt will inbound and does to Justin Tepper. Kyle Mann's back in for Blue Hill. Maverick Busboom on the floor. And James Danahay, 22-7, Silver Lake. Mans with the basketball, eyed the 3 but didn't take it. Right side to Dakota Hunt in the lane. Danahay turns, spins to his left, shot up off the rim, no good. The rebound pulled down by Sawyer Monroe as the Mustangs control the boards. They have a big lead, 22-7. There's a pass to Trouse, cutting across the lane, 15-footer, up off him at Ostrander, offensive rebound. Back out shot put by Grable. Going to be up off there. No good. Trouse hits the board. Danahay at Blue Hill. Danahay gets it up to Dakota Hunt. Point into the front court for the Bobcats. Up wing pass to Justin Tepper. To cutting James Danahay. Has no shot. Back up to Kyle Mann. Still takes the 3. In and out of there. No good. Ostrander pulls it down for Silver Lake. To Jake Polk. Polk runs to our left. Into the lane. Fishes to Grable. Jaden turns it back out to Jake Polk. Polk lobs inside to Ostrander. Turns in the lane, 5 foot up off the glass, and good. Ostrander has 6. 24-7. To 16-6 after one quarter. It was also 5-4, and we were tied at 4-4 at one point. 20-3 run for Silver Lake, since we were tied at 4. 20-3 run. 3:55 to go before halftime. It's 24-7. There's a shot put up. That was no good. The rebound goes to Sawyer Monroe for Silver Lake. Monroe will slow it up and bring it down for the Mustangs. A comfortable 17-point lead. Lot inside of Jacob Trout. Turns, shoots off the baseline from 5. No good. Rebound pulled down by James Danahay. Danahay for the Bobcats. Across the timeline to our right into the scoring zone. 3.5 minutes to go before halftime. 24-7. Rule with the basketball. Silver Lake has gone into a man-to-man this second quarter. Mans with the basketball, right side to Maverick Busboom. Corner to Danahay. James with it underneath. Shot put up off the glass and good. Justin Tepper and one. Tepper with the field goal, and he'll go to the line to shoot one. It's 24-9. Foul whistled on Silver Lake's Jake Polk. Into the game, Zach Polk for Jacob Trausch. Sawyer Monroe back in for Silver Lake. Dakota Hoyt on the floor. And also out there, Derek Poe checks in for Blue Hill. Free throw up, going to be off there, no good. We'll try for a three-point play for Justin Tepper. 24-9 after that missed free throw. Silver Lake with the lead. The largest has been 17 moments ago. It's now 15 with 3 minutes to go before halftime. Silver Lake with the basketball. Top of the key is Zach Polk. There's a flop pass inside. Now Polk at the free throw line. 15-footers off there, no good. On the baseline, grabbed by, not grabbed by anyone. It's off the hands, though, of Silver Lake. It'll be Blue Hill basketball. Dakota Hoyt to inbound in the backcourt. 24-9, Silver Lake with a comfortable lead. Blue Hill girls win the first game, 46-23 over the Lady Cats of Blue Hill. Inside to Thramer, now to Derek Poe, to Tepper. They swing it around, Maverick Busboom with the basketball to Tepper. On the wing, shot for three in the air is going to be no good by Dakota. Point rebound to Sawyer Monroe at the timeline. Lost control of it. Picked up there by Maverick Busboom. He will stop and pop from 15, well short. The foul is going to be called on Sawyer Monroe. He tried to block that shot and got the body there. The foul on Monroe into the free throw line to shoot two. It's going to be Maverick Busboom for the Bobcats. Averages 6 points, three rebounds per game. Busboom to shoot two. This first one's good. 24-10, Silver Lake. Into the game, a Brock Kumpke, the senior for Blue Hill, going out. Derek Poe. Maverick Busboom shoot the second, made the first. He has 1 point in this game. The second free throw is good. Makes them both. 24-11. Blue Hill by 13 with 2:20 to go before halftime. In the front court now with the basketball, Jaden Grable, the sophomore with it for Silver Lake. Top of the key now to Zach Polk. Polk now on the wing to Jake Polk. His three ball is going to be no good. Blue Hill player hits the deck and travels. Grabbing that basketball. It was Dakota Hoyt that went to the floor and traveled. Grable out and Jacob Trausch back in for the Mustangs. 2:08 to play before halftime. 13 points. Silver Lake lead. They had the ball. Inbounded to Sawyer Monroe. Monroe versus his dribble into the lane. Pass underneath Ostrander and he scores. Nice assist, Sawyer Monroe. 8 points, Tyler Ostrander. 26-11. 15 points. Silver Lake leads. Deep in the corner for three. Busboom shot. No good. Tipped around and grabbed by Zach Polk for Silver Lake. They control, leading by 15. 1:44 to go in the second period of play. Sawyer Monroe into the front court. On the wing now to Ostrander. Baseline to Jake Polk. Pass underneath the trash. Shot blocked from behind. And coming out of there with it is Maverick Busboom. He will drive. Hits the deck. A blocking foul call. The shot goes in. It should count. On the drive there, the basket, Maverick Busboom. And the blocking foul called on Silver Lake. Zach Polk commits the foul. The shot did go down by Maverick Busboom and a blocking foul call, so that should be a field goal. That should count, 26-13. Fouled on the play. And Busboom to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. And the blocking foul call on Silver Lake. The shot went down. The field goal counts, 26-13. And Busboom to try for the three-point play. He has all four of his points this quarter. In fact, the last four for the Bobcats. Well, the officials had to get squared away that shot did indeed go down. The blocking foul called. The basket counts, and Maverick Busboom tried to complete the three-point play. 26-13 free throw up and no good. Rebounded out of there by Sawyer Monroe. 26-13 Silver Lake, 1:24 to go. Period number two. Our boys-girls doubleheader here from Blue Hill High School. Area basketball for you tonight on the breeze. Stop, put him on the baseline. Polk, no good. Blocked away. Gets it back. Pass back out to Jake Polk. To Monroe. Pass underneath to Ostrander. Double team. Shot put up. Rolls off. No good. Tip tries that. Polk, no good. Whistle. Going to be a foul call on Blue Hill. Maverick Buckboom. 26-13 into the game is Justin Tepfer for Blue Hill. Kumpke goes out, non-shooting situation. Zach Polk to inbound, does to Sawyer Monroe for three, no good for Silver Lake. Battle for it is grabbed on the baseline by Blue Hill's Dakota Hoyt. Quickly into the front court, there's a pass stolen on the play. Nice steal by Sawyer Monroe, passes to Zach Polk on the other side of the floor, but it's too strong and Zach can't keep it in bounds, so the Mustangs turn it over. Blue Hill basketball. Hoyt to inbound. 26-13 Silver Lake. 51 seconds to go before halftime. Inbound at the Maverick Busboom for Blue Hill. Podcast top of the key. Justin Tepper for three. Off the backboard and glass and good. Off the glass. A three-point field goal for Tepper. He has five. 26-16. So Blue Hill coming back. They were down earlier. 24-7. It's 26-16. So the Bobcats back in it. 30 seconds to go. Sawyer Monroe for Silver Lake will hold the ball between the rings. The Mustangs put a hold here where it looks for. If they get a shot underneath and they all found Trouse, but it was tipped away from him. 21 seconds to play before halftime. 10 points, Silver Lake lead. Zach Polk inbound, the sophomore. Goes right underneath, shot put up, and he's going to be good, and he fouled Tyler Ostrand there. Gets his 10th point, and he's fouled on the play. Blue Hill got back in the game, 17 down, cut it to 10, but that field goal by Ostrander. He has 6 this quarter, 10 in the game, the big 6'3 sophomore. Excuse me, the 6'5 senior, 19 seconds to go, that foul on Justin Tepper. Ostrander's try for 3 is no good. The rebound comes to Blue Hill, Justin Tepper, 28-16, final 13 seconds. Blue Hill in the front court, they travel. Traveling with the ball, Dakota Hoyt, so Silver Lake will have 12 seconds to try to get two or three more on the border, leading by a dozen. That book, inbound, does in the backcourt to Sawyer Monroe, and Monroe will control the 5'11 senior quickly into the front court. Jake Polk, 5 seconds to go. Pass to Ostrom is going to be too strong, grabbed by the Blue Hill Bobcats. Three-quarter court shot off the front of the rim, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. That one almost goes down from beyond half court, but for Justin Tepper, off the front of the rim, no good. We play two here at Blue Hill. Boys game at Silver Lake, 28. Blue Hill, 16. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
You get more Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your store in Bladen. Food, snacks, drinks, and much more. Also at Tim's Service, gas pumps, diesel, auto and truck repair, hydraulic hoses, irrigation motor sales and service, and 24-hour wrecker service. Tim's Service is ASC certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center. Serving the area since 1978, Tim's Service LLC in Bladen.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School, boys high school basketball here tonight on The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5 in Hastings, Nebraska, and at KLIQFM.com. Our boys contest here at halftime, Silver Lake 28, Blue Hill 16. The Silver Lake Mustangs have been in the lead. They've had this game under control for the most part. We were tied at 2. We were tied at 4. When we were tied at 4, Silver Lake, for the rest of that first quarter and into the second, outscored the Bobcats 20-3, had the lead of 16-6 after 1, had that lead up to their biggest at 17, 24-7 in the second quarter. So a 20-3 run after we were tied at 4. At Silver Lake, out to a 24-7 lead, but the final part of the second quarter goes to Blue Hill. They out things 9-4, got the lead down to 10. Silver Lake gets the final bucket of period number 2, and the Mustangs lead it here at halftime, 28-16. As Silver Lake gets the lead here at halftime, of course, your sponsor at halftime has always gone to the Breeze. Allen's, you get more Superstore West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's of Hastings, Silver Lake 28, Blue Hill 16 here at halftime. The scoring for the Silver Lake Mustangs, 10 for Tyler Ostrand, a 6'5 senior, didn't start this one, but did come off the bench to score 10 points, 9 for Jake Polk, 5 for Jacob Trausch, 2 for Sawyer Monroe. 4 players score for the Mustangs, 10 for Ostrander, 9 for Jake Polk, 5 for Jacob Trausch, and 2 for Sawyer Monroe. 16 first quarter points, 10 in the second for the Mustangs, 26 in the first half, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. The Blue Hill Bobcats, 4 players, 5 players score. 5 points for Justin Tepfer off the bench. Lead the Bobcats with 5. 4 each for Brock Kumke and Maverick Bustrom. 2 for Trent Komacher and 1 for James Danahay. 6 first quarter points, 10 in the second, 16 in the first half for Blue Hill. They're only 3 out of 10 from the free throw line. The Bobcats missing 7 free throws in the second quarter, made only 3, and 3 out of 10 in the first half from the line. Could be closer than the 12-point deficit, but missed 7 free throws in that first half. Silver Lake has led all the way. We were tied at 2-4, but a big 20-3 run in that first half, giving Silver Lake a 17-point lead. Bobcats cut it to 12 here at halftime. 28-16, Silver Lake leading Blue Hill here at halftime of this boys' game. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll have more halftime activity. Update you on some other scores after this 90-second timeout.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been caring for your children for almost 5 years, helping them learn and grow. Your 4 and 5-year-olds will enjoy a nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Stop in today for a tour. New Beginnings Preschool, 533 West Gage in Blue Hill. Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Get your free good hands coverage checkup. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
At CPI Mr. Tire, their tires are priced to roll. Save some serious cash, because when you buy 3, you'll get the 4th tire free. Like the Cooper CS4 225/60R16. Buy 3, get the 4th free. And as always, count on CPI Mr. Tire for free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Hurry in to your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Silver Lake 28, Blue Hill 16 in our boys' contest here tonight at Blue Hill High School. The Blue Hill girls leading all the way, beating Silver Lake in the girls' contest, 46-23. 3 players in double figures for Blue Hill, 15 for Jordan Atwater, 12 Caitlin Kumke, and 10 for Lissa Overy. 46-23, Blue Hill beating Silver Lake in the girls' game. The girls' final involving a Hastings team tonight, Adams Central and Loup City, and a doubleheader going on at Adams Central School tonight. In the girls' final, Adams Central 41, Loup City 33, the boys' basketball game coming up there. Those two games on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We'll have more basketball for you tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the Hastings College and women and men playing at Mount Marty up in Yankton, South Dakota. The women at 2, the men at 4, pregame at 1:45. The Nebraska women and men's basketball teams begin conference play, Big 12 conference play. But tomorrow, both games right here on the Breeze. The women play Oklahoma at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 1:45 is the tip. The men play Iowa State at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Pregame activity begins at 6. Both Nebraska games to start the Big 12 season right here on the Breeze tomorrow afternoon and evening at Hastings College Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS radio. Take one more timeout before the start of the third quarter with the halftime score. The Silver Lake boys 28, the Blue Hill boys 16. We'll be back to start the third quarter in 90 seconds.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Different windows can make a big difference in the way you feel about your home. Anderson Windows, with their high-performance, low-E insulating glass, insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Anderson Windows can lower your energy bills, and that's bound to give you a good feeling. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Third quarter underway. First shot of the third quarter, Trent Kovach for Blue Hill is no good. The basketball goes out of bounds. It's Silver Lake basketball. Silver Lake leading 28-16 early in the third quarter. Silver Lake has on the floor Zach Polk, Sawyer Monroe, Jake Polch, Tyler Ostrander, and Jacob Trausch. Blue Hill on defense here. They've got Justin Tepfer on the floor, Maverick Bustum, James Danahay. Also out there is Kyle Mann for the Bobcats. Silver Lake with the basketball. Shot put up from the top of the key. Zach Polk will be off there, no good. Battle far, grabbed by Silver Lake. Sawyer Monroe, east of the baseline, cut off there. Now to Zach Polk. Zach and Jake, our brothers, are both on the floor for Silver Lake. Losing control of the basketball, Silver Lake is picked up by the Bobcats to the near sideline. Off of a Bobcat, off of a Mustang. Nope, officials confer it'll be Silver Lake basketball. It was off a Bobcat right in front of us here. Silver Lake basketball. Jake Polk inbounds the ball to Sawyer Monroe. Monroe, the 5'11 senior, to Jake Polk. Jake had 9 in the first half of this game. And then Jake Trausch shot up no good, but he's fouled to shoot 2. Foul called on Blue Hill, James Danahay. That's his first. Danahay out on the floor with Maverick Bustum, Justin Tepfer, Kyle Mann, and Trent Komacher for Blue Hill. Jacob Trausch at the line shooting a pair. He has 5, all 5 in the first quarter. Makes the first of 2, 6 points for Jacob, 29-16 Silver Lake. We were tied at 2 and tied at 4. As in the first game, the real girls never trailed. Silver Lake boys have never trailed. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Kyle Manns of Blue Hill. He's up to Maverick Busman. Busman front court to Tepfer. Tepfer's pass picked off there by Jake Pope. He will drive, go all the way, shoot and score. Jake Pope with the steal and score. He has 11. 31-16 in favor of Silver Lake. Biggest lead has been 17. Now a half-court pressure. Mann's drive gives the ball up to Danahay. Shot to be tipped around. No good. Zach Polk picks it up for Silver Lake in the backcourt to Sawyer Monroe. Silver Lake with the lead. They led by as many as 17. Blue Hill got it down to 10. It was 12 at the half. It's now up to 15. In the lane is Jake Polk, and he heads for the hoop. He's fouled. Trent Kometscher picks up the foul. Non-shooting situation. Zach poked rim down the sophomore underneath his own basket for Silver Lake. Looking, does long to Jacob Trausch. 6:05 to go, third quarter, free throw line. 15-footer by Sawyer Monroe is no good. Long rebound comes to Justin Tepfer. He hits the deck, and he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Sawyer Monroe of Silver Lake in the backcourt. Non-shooting situation. And the Bobcats will come the length of the floor. Maverick Busboom in the backcourt with Justin Tepfer. They get it into the front court. Kyle Manns with it. Back to Tepfer. Takes the three from the wing. It'll bounce off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot up off. No good by Kometscher. Battle for it on the baseline. Zach Polk comes out of there with it. Cradles the basketball with both arms and now gives it up in the backcourt to Sawyer Monroe. Front court to Jake Polk. He will drive, and before he gets to the hoop, a foul going to be called on Trent Kometscher. Kometscher with the blocking foul, the body foul. Holding is the official call there. 31-16, Mustangs by 15. Inbound pass to Jake Polk, right side to Sawyer Monroe. Bob inside to Ostrander, double team there. Tyler is tied up on the play with a whistle. Not a tie up, but a foul. On James Danahay at Blue Hill. Into the game is Trevor Kometscher, the junior for Blue Hill. Trevor in and Trent out. Inbounds pass, Silver Lake with the ball. Jacob Trout heads for the lane. Dishes off to Ostrander. He's in the baseline, but he's double teamed there. He's 5 feet from the back. Tipped away, stolen by Danahay. Danahay with the defensive steal there. And Blue Hill basketball. Danahay into the offensive zone to our left here. Manns left alone on the wing for three. No good. Rebound in the lane. Taken by Jake Polk. Polk gets it into the offensive zone, and Jake holds it up, gives it to Sawyer Monroe. Monroe for the Mustangs. Goes it to his right in front of his coach, Terry Bauer, under 5 minutes to go in the third. 15-footer in the air, will bounce around and off no good there by Monroe, and the Mustangs can't control on the baseline, trying to get that offensive rebound. It goes to Blue Hill. Into the game, Dakota Hoyt, the junior for the Bobcats. Into the game, the sophomore for Silver Lake, the 6-footer, Jaden Grable. Grable in for Silver Lake. 4:50 to go, third quarter. 31-16, Silver Lake in control. Not much scoring in this quarter. In fact, Blue Hill has been shut out. They haven't scored in this third quarter. Maverick Busboom dishes off. Three-pointer in the air. It's going to be in and out of there and no good by Dakota Hoyt. Rebound goes out of bounds on the far sideline, but it was touched by a Mustang. It stays with the Bobcats. So Blue Hill still scoreless in this third quarter and only 16 in the game. 4:37 to go. Trevor Kometscher to Dakota Hoyt. Mike to Danahay, top of the key, drives right to the free throw line, stops and pops from 7 off the glass and good. At the 4:26 mark, Danahay with his third point, 31-18. First point of the quarter for Blue Hill. They're still down by 13. Sawyer Monroe dishes a too strong a pass intended to the wingman, Jaden Grable. And Monroe kicked it out, but the pass too strong and out of bounds. Chris Dewey, the 5'11 senior, in for Silver Lake, and Sawyer Monroe will get a rest. 4:16 to go in the third, 31-18, Silver Lake. The Mustangs go for their fourth win of the year. Blue Hill looks for its second. It's second in a row. Front court with the basketball. Brock Kumke is back in for Silver Lake to Dakota Hoyt. To Kumke, lost control travel. Traveling on Brock Kumke of Blue Hill. Turnover, Bobcats, basketball, Silver Lake. Tyler Ostrander out, Zach Polk in. Sophomore in for senior. 4:01 to go, third quarter. Pretty much all Silver Lake tonight. They're up by 13, led by as many as 17. Front court with the basketball, Jaden Grable. Grable to Polk. Zach, top of the key to Chris Dewey. Dewey will slow it up here a little bit. Right side to Jacob Trausch. Jacob on the right wing to a cutting Jake Polk, and he takes the 15-footer and scores off the pass. 13 points for Jake Polk, 15 points. Silver Lake lead 33-18. On the wing with the basketball, James Danahay. Danahay bounce pass top of the key to Brock Kumke. Kumke right side to Trevor Kometscher. Kometscher top of the key to Dakota Hoyt. On the wing, Kyle Manns for three, and it's good. Kyle Manns, his first field goal for three, 33-20. Blue Hill has been as close as 10 after falling down by 17 in the second quarter, and there's a foul on Blue Hill. They double-team Chris Dewey, non-shooting situation. 3:12 to go in the third, 33-21 Silver Lake. Foul called on Dakota White. That's his second. James Danahay goes out of the game, and Matt Thramer back in for Blue Hill. Chris Dewey gets the inbound pass for the Mustangs of Silver Lake. Up by a dozen. It's 3:05 to go in the third. Now a double team on Polk, but he gives it up to Chris Dewey. Dewey tries to go through a double team, and he does. And now a traveling call on Jacob Trouse. Trouse got the pass. After Dewey got through the double team, Trouse got the pass, headed for the hoop and traveled. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 12-point lead for Silver Lake. They've been up by as many as 17. They just can't quite put the Bobcats away here. They don't get to three on their last possession. They're still in this basketball game. A lot of time left. Shot up for three for Kumpke's. No good. Trouse grabs it on the baseline for Silver Lake. To Zach Polk. Polk across the timeline for the maroon and white of the Mustangs. Gives it up to Jake Polk. Jake, a veteran athletics at Silver Lake, to Jacob Trouse. On the left wing, top of the key to Chris Dewey. 2:25 to go in the third. Zach Polk inside to Jake Polk. Brother to brother there, and Jake is fouled. Trevor Kolmecher picks up his first. Into the game, Sawyer Monroe, Tyler Ostrander. Trouse and Zach Polk go out. Inbounding the ball are the Mustangs. Inside to Ostrander, shoots and scores. Inbounds past Ostrander. He has 12, 35-20. That was too easy for Ostrander. Got it 5 feet from the bucket and scores. Top of the key, Justin Tepfer. Pass tipped away. On the run on the steal. Underneath the Monroe from Jake Polk. Shot no good. A fight for it on the baseline and the jump ball called. Jake Polk ties up Matt Thramer. Ultimate possession. It will go to the Mustangs. And Zach Polk inbound for Silver Lake. 2:06 to go, third quarter, 35-21. Favor of Silver Lake. There's an inbound pass, and it's too strong. Gets out of bounds, though, by the Mustangs. 35-21. The last 3-point field goal by Kyle Mann. 35-21. Silver Lake with the lead. Less than 2 minutes to go. The Mustangs slow it up a little bit. Chris Dewey has it on the wing inside to Ostrander. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. No good, but a whistle. Ostrander fouled again. And Ostrander works well inside. The 6'5 senior. 13 points a game. 9 rebounds for Convest. He's fouled on that play. He'll shoot two. Foul called on Matt Thramer. That's his second. Tyler Ostrander to shoot two. He has 12 in the game. He's 2 out of 2 from the line. Tyler's free throw up and rolls down. He has 13, 36-20. Silver Lake, 36-21. And 21 for Silver Lake. Second free throw for Ostrander is up, and this one's good. He has 4 this quarter, 14 in the game, 37-21. Mustangs by 16, 1:45 to go, third quarter. Front court with the basketball. Oh, man. Now Blue Hill with it. Silver Lake in the zone defense here. Top of the key, Dakota Hart takes the three off the side of the backboard and rim, no good. They're in the lane. It's pulled out of there by Sawyer Monroe and a whistle. We call a jump ball. Monroe did get tied up, and Blue Hill will get it on the Auburn possession. But Sawyer Monroe tied up. Blue Hill basketball to inbound. Kyle Manns will throw it in. 1:32 to go. Does. Justin Tepfer, his shot in and out. No good. 3 there. The rebound. Shot put up. No good by Trent Kolmecher on the block there. Ostrander got a little piece of that one. And Zach Polk comes down with a front court to Sawyer Monroe. Cross court pass to Jake Polk. Jake for the Mustangs. Bounce pass inside to Ostrander. Double team there on the baseline. Back out. Top of the key. Dewey left alone for 3. In the air. Short. Air ball no good. Kicked around in the lane. Trying to save it. And doing it is Zach Polk, but he was on the end line. Going to be Blue Hill basketball. Trent Kolmecher checks in for Blue Hill. And Trevor Kolmecher goes out. 1:07 to go in the third. 37-21, Silver Lake in control, leading by 16. Only 5 points this quarter for Blue Hill. The Bobcats. Trying to score points, but having trouble here this evening. Right side, it's Kyle Manns for Blue Hill. Top of the key now to Justin Tepfer. On the wing, going in now, Kolmecher dishes off the Manns for 3 in the air. Off the iron, no good. A battle for it on the baseline, tipped around and out of bounds. And it's going to be Silver Lake ball off a Bobcat. Silver Lake coming in this ballgame, averaging 51 points, giving up 48 into the contest. They have the lead 37-21 with 33 seconds to go in the third period. Top of the key down with it is Tyler Ostrander. Looks like the Mustangs might play for the final shot. They look inside. Top of the key now, Sawyer Monroe. 22 seconds to play in the third. In the wing, it's Chris Dewey. Look inside for Ostrander. Now, there's a pass knocked away and picked off. And a pass picked off by Silver Lake. Ostrander drives, shoots, and scores. Tyler Ostrander off the steal has the field goal, 39-21. Quickly into the front court with 5 seconds to go. Blue Hill with the basketball, top of the key is Dakota Hoyt. Deep on the left wing for three, off the rim, no good. The rebound by Jake Pope. That's the end of the third quarter. Silver Lake has its biggest lead of the night, 18 after three quarters. Mustangs 39, Bobcats 21. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Silver Lake lead, their biggest lead of the night. 39-21 after three quarters over the Blue Hill Bobcats at Silver Lake. Outscoring Blue Hill 11-5 in that third quarter. Lead at 39-21. 16 for Tyler Ostrander. He had 6 in that third period of play. And Silver Lake, the Mustangs, averaging about 48 a game, 51 a game at 39 right here. Blue Hill averages 37 a game, but the Bobcats have been held at 21. The three quarters. Not been able to put the ball in the hole, and the good defense by the Mustangs contributing to that. Fourth quarter underway, and Silver Lake in no hurry to start this quarter. Sawyer Monroe has the basketball. Drew Hill is going to try to play a trapping zone. Chris Dewey has the basketball. Tipped away from him, he gets it back to Jacob Trouse. Trouse goes through a double screen, knocked around and stolen by Kyle Mann. He's tied up and fouled on the play by Tyler Ostrander. Blue Hill falling back into trying to set up some traps on defense away from the basket. And they forced a turnover that time. They're down by 18, their largest deficit of the game. Have the ball in the front court. Kyle Mann's with it for the Bobcats. Cross-court pass now to Maverick. Tuck boom to Danahay. James Danahay in there to Mann's into the lane. Lost control. Picks it back up on the wing. Justin Tepfer. Effort to the free throw line, a pass to Derek Poe. He drives up and under, shot up, no good, but he's fouled. Derek Poe will go to the line and shoot two for Blue Hill. Get only 5 points in that third quarter for the Bobcats. Tyler Ostrander picks up his third foul, but the Mustangs, their leading scorer now with 3, but the Mustangs have an 18-point lead, and Derek Poe shooting 2, up and off, no good. High school basketball here tonight for you on the breeze. KLIQFM 94.5, Hastings, Nebraska, and at KLIQFM.com. Chris Dewey goes out, and Jake Polk checks in for Silver Lake. Derek Poe to shoot his second free throw, missed the first. Second one up. It'll be high off the back iron, no good. Jacob Trouse picks up, it is stolen by Poe. He's in the lane, another whistle, and another foul on Silver Lake. This one on Jacob Trouse. Trouse came down with the initial rebound, but Poe got it away from Trouse, and then Trouse had to foul Poe. Non-shooting situation. Bobcats to inbound. Kyle Manns looks and does to Maverick Buscombe. Buscombe turns, shoots from 17, rolls down. Good. Maverick Buscombe, he has 6, and it's 39-23. Quickly in the front court. Underneath is Ostrander. Shot partially blocked. Coming out of the ribbon on the Bobcats. Looks like Danahay got back to block that one. Nice play there by Danahay. Front court. Buscombe. Back out to Kyle Mann. Blue Hill's going to play with a keen sense of urgency this fourth quarter the way it looks. From the wing for 3, it'll be no good by Justin Tepfer. Rebound by Jacob Trouse. Trouse is double-teamed and fouled in the backcourt. 6:38 to go in the ballgame. Jacob Trouse fouled in the play. And the Bobcats are over that 7-foul limit. A foul called on James Danahay, his third. Mustangs on the 18th foul will be shooting free throws the rest of the game. Jacob Trouse to the line for the 1-1. He has 6. He's 2 out of 3 from the line. 39-23. Mustang. Free throw off the rim. No good. Rebound out of there by Derek Cole, so the Mustangs do not earn the bonus there. There's a pass stolen, picked off there, driving Jake Pokey drive, shoots and scores, steal and score. Jake Pokey has 15. 41-23, the lead back up to 18 for the Mustangs. 6:18 to go in the ballgame. 18 points, Silver Lake lead. They have never trailed in the game. Top of the key, left alone for three. Off no good, Justin Tepper. Jacob Trask pulls down the rebound. Running the other way to our right is Sawyer Monroe. He will drive, shoot, shot short, no good. Get out of my man's of Blue Hill. He runs to our left into the front court for the blue and wide of Blue Hill. Kyle Manns now will have to hold it up. He gives up the dribble passes to James Danahay. Cross court to Busboom. Shot up will be in and out of there. No good. Rebounded by Ostrander of Silver Lake. 5:48 to go. Comfortable 18-point lead for Silver Lake. Inside to Ostrander. Double team. Might have got away with a travel back out to Zach Polk. Top of the key to Monroe. Left wing to Jake Polk. Bounce passes to Sawyer Monroe. He goes into the lane and travels. Traveling call on Jake Polk into the game. Trent Komacher and Dakota Hoyt for Blue Hill, but Terry Bauer and Silver Lake once and gets a timeout with 5:32 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Silver Lake 41, Blue Hill 23. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
At CPI Mr. Tire, their tires are priced to roll. Save some serious cash, because when you buy three, you'll get the fourth tire free, like the Cooper CS4 225-60R16. Buy three, get the fourth free. And as always, count on CPI Mr. Tire for free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Hurry in to your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
41-23, Silver Lake leading Blue Hill in our boys' contest tonight here on the Breeze. The Blue Hill girls led all the way and beat Silver Lake 46-23 in the girls' contest here at Blue Hill High School. Other scores for you tonight. Hastings City action in the girls' game of Adams Central and Luke City. Adams Central wins over Luke City 41-33. And they're at halftime of the boys' game. Adams Central leads Luke City 38-18. Blue Hill basketball as they trail by 18 with 5:28 to go in the ballgame. The Bobcats have the ball, and they've got to do a lot of wood chopping. Get back into this one. They've been as 10 since early in the game. There's a three-point shot up, no good by Dakota Hoyt. Rebound by Trouse. Passes in the backcourt to Zach Polk, and a turnover on Polk. He's called for traveling. It'll be Blue Hill basketball underneath their own basket after this turnover on the Mustang. 5:14 to play. Kyle Manns to throw it in. Goes to Derek Poe. Shot blocked out of there by Zach Polk. But Poe gets it back. Polk blocked Poe. But Derek got the ball back for Blue Hill. There's a three-point shot in the air and good for three. Dakota Hoyt with the free ball. His first field goal. 41-26. Silver Lake's lead cut to 15 as a fast tip. Almost stolen, but a foul going to be called on Dakota Hoyt. Oh, a foul going to be called on, Silver Lake. Foul called on Jake Polk. He picks up his second, so Blue Hill gets the basketball back. So the foul called on Polk of Silver Lake, and Blue Hill gets the ball. Inside the post, spins to the baseline, lost control of it. But it was tipped by a Mustang. It'll stay with the Bobcat. 4:43 to go. It's 41-26. Silver Lake is led by as many as 18. The closest Silver Lake has given up that lead. Blue Hill, close they've been is 10. Manns fakes, shoots from 15, partially blocked by Ostrander, grabbed by Trouse, knocked out of bounds by Blue Hill's Trent Komacher. It'll be Silver Lake basketball for Ostrander with the partial block there. And Trouse grabbed the ball, and it goes off a Bobcat out of bounds. Silver Lake ball, Zach Polk inbounds in the backcourt to Jacob Trouse. Gets it up to Jake Polk. Jake into the scoring zone for the Mustangs. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter, 15-point ball game. Jacob Trouse down. The Mustangs will be in no hurry here. Bobcats are going to have to chase and foul. Try to get some double teams here. Force turnovers. Sawyer Monroe now. Zach Polk, double team there. Passes underneath. Nice pass to Ostrander from Jake Polk. Nice assist there. Ostrander has 18. That ball just tipped by Jake Polk to Ostrander. An easy two. 18 for Ostrander, 43-26. 3:55 to go. There's a pass picked off by Sawyer Monroe. The steal for Silver Lake. He drives, shoots, misses, but he's fouled from behind by James Danahay, his fourth. Sawyer Monroe to the line to shoot a pair for the Mustangs of Silver Lake. Up by 17 with 3:51 to play. Sawyer Monroe goes to the line. He has scored 4 points in the contest. There's a timeout on the floor, so we'll take one. 3:51 to go. Timeout on the floor. Silver Lake 43. Blue Hill 26. We're back in 30 seconds.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been caring for your children for almost 5 years, helping them learn and grow. Your 4 and 5-year-olds will enjoy a nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Stop in today for a tour. New Beginnings Preschool, 533 West Gage in Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Blue Hill as the Silver Lake Mustangs in control of this game, 43-26 over Blue Hill with 3:51 to go in the contest. 18 for Tyler Ostrander, 15 for Jake Cole in the contest. And Silver Lake's at the free throw line, and the person is Sawyer Monroe. He'll shoot two. He has scored two in the ballgame. Sawyer's free throw up and good. 44-26. That's the third 18-point lead for Silver Lake. They have this one in control. Still 3:51 to go, but Blue Hill can get no closer than 10 this second half. Second free throw, no good. Kyle Manns with the rebound. At the top of the key, Manns for three in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound. Flying through getting the rebound is Derek Poe. Blue Hill controls the basketball. Dakota Hoyt travels as the end for the hoop turnover Bobcat. Only 10 points this half for Blue Hill, 16 in the first. Tyler Ostrander, front court pass now to Sawyer Monroe to Jacob Trouse. He will drive, shot partially blocked out of there. Blue Hill has four players on the floor against one Mustang, and a jump ball is called. Auto to possession goes to Blue Hill. Matt Framer checks in for the Bobcats. 3:24 to go. Blue Hill basketball. 3:20 to play in the game. It's an 18-point ball game. The Bobcats, Dakota Hoyt has it to James Danahay. It's Raymer on the wing. Shot for three in the air. It's going to be an air ball for Dakota Hoyt. Rebounded by Jake Polk of Silver Lake. Just away from him. Jake will run it down in the backcourt, but a whistle coming from behind there. Playing the defense, Justin Tepfer, but Tepfer had the foul on the defense there of Jake Polk, and Polk will go to the line for Silver Lake. And a one and one. Excuse me, two-shot situation on the 10th team foul. Jake Polk has 15. He'll shoot two as the Bobcats over that 10 foul limit. Two the rest of the way for Silver Lake. Long no good. 2:59 to play. And it's 44-26. Second one up and good for Jake, and he has 16. Now that's the biggest lead of 45-26 Silver Lake. Over the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Silver Lake, like they're going to get victory number 4 against 5 losses. And Blue Hill's going to fall to 1-8. 2:44 to go. A 19-point deficit. There's a pass tipped and stolen there. Nice hands by Jake Polk. Two brothers, Zach Polk, both across that timeline for Silver Lake. 2:32 to go on a whistle. Now going to be called on Dakota Hoyt. That's up the foul. 20 feet from the basket there, and shooting two will be Zach Polk. He's not scored. 6'3 sophomore, 2.7 points, 3.5 rebounds on the season for Zach. Free throw up and rolls down and good off the front of the rim and falls through. 46-26. Cody Golter, first appearance, the junior for Blue Hill. James Danahay goes out. Cody Golter in there. The Bobcats. Zach Polk will shoot his second. 2:32 to go. Silver Lake with the big lead of 20. Second free throw missed and grabbed there by Dakota Hoyt of Blue Hill. Into the scoring zone, heads for the hoop, baseline 15 foot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound out of there by Sawyer Monroe with 2:18 in the clock running. The Silver Lake Mustangs are going to get victory number 4 on the season. They have a big 20-point lead here. Zach Poe with a lob inside to Jake Poe. Back out to Zach, to Sawyer Monroe, and Silver Lake going to make the Blue Hill Bobcats chase. Just going to run some clock, double-teamed here is Jacob Trausch. There's a pass in the corner, Sawyer Monroe. Cross-court pass now. Jake Polk to Sawyer Monroe. 1:50 to go. The Mustangs play keep away. Find the open man. Cross-court. Jake Polk to Sawyer Monroe. On the far sideline, left-handed pass to Zach. Monroe underneath Ostrander. He will shoot this, the dunk shot. Tipped around. Tyler wanted to dunk it. A little short of the shot there. And Blue Hill with the easy rebound. So Ostrander was found all alone. Tyler couldn't get the jam to go down with 1:28 to go. A big smile on Tyler's face as he headed down the floor. As Blue Hill has the basketball knocked out of bounds, but they'll control on the far sideline. Trent Komacher checks in for Matt Kramer. 1:25 to play, and Silver Lake with the lead of 46-26. Silver Lake basketball. They have the ball, and they have to throw it up here. Justin Tepfer has it to Kyle Manns. Manns to the free throw line in the lane. Dishes off to Cody Golter. To Hoyt. To Manns inside the lane. Lost control. It's kicked back out. Dakota Hoyt, the three is no good. He's going to be forced to shoot a lot of threes, and they're missing most of them. There's a kick basketball by the Bobcats, Dakota Hoyt. 56 seconds to play in Silver Lake. Red. From start to finish, we were tied at 2. The Bobcats and tied at 4. Silver Lake has led the rest of the time by as many as this margin, 20 points. Their biggest lead, and they control the final 45 seconds. Sawyer Monroe with it. And the Bobcats not going to foul here the way it looks. And Silver Lake will only look for the layup here, and they're going to control the final 34 seconds. The Bobcats are going to let them run it out the way it looks. Jake Polk on the near sideline. Cross courts with two brothers, Zach, to Trausch. Back to Polk. Harry Dowler says, no shots. Let's control it. And the Bobcats aren't going to foul. There's going to be no more shots and no more fouls the way it's going here. The final 15. Barry Monroe controls a walk in the park here, the final minute of this game. Monroe's pass is tipped and deflected with 8 seconds to go. On the other end, Dakota Hoyt will drive, and he's fouled on the play by Jake Polk. We did have a little action in the final 15 seconds there. A foul called on Jake Polk, and the benches are going to be clear. Some of the guys haven't had a chance to play. Going to get in there for a Silver Lake as they got some additions to the bench on this season. Casey Johnson, good start back in the game. As the starters will come out for Silver Lake, they'll get the win. Dalton Davis, Tyler Horton into the game, and Colin Smith. For the Mustangs, the final 5 seconds of this game. Blue Hill will inbound. Manns underneath. Shot put up and it will roll down and good by Trent Komacher. That's going to be the final shot of the basketball game. And the game is over. And the Silver Lake Mustangs win it. They led pretty much from start to finish and win their fourth game of the year. The final score, Silver Lake 46, Blue Hill 28. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Dan Gravel sends its support to all the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your competition. Layden Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating needs, including landscaping rock, road and concrete gravel, fill sand, and masonry sand. With 4 pit locations in south central Nebraska, call Layden Sand and Gravel at 402-756-1261 or 462-0209. Layden Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Get your free Good Hands coverage checkup. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Well, we were tied at 2, and we were tied at 4 before Silver Lake got the lead at 5-4, 16-6 after one quarter. When this game was tied at 4, the Mustangs go on a 20-3 run, ending the first quarter into the second. Had the lead at 16-6 as part of that run after one. Had the lead up to 24-7 with that 20-3 run before Blue Hill could score again. And the Mustangs led 24-7. And led 28-16 at halftime, a 12-point lead. After upping that lead to 24-7 in the second quarter, Silver Lake's lead got no less than 10. Blue Hill could get no closer than 10 the rest of the way. The Mustangs led 28-16 at halftime, had the lead up to 33-18 in the third quarter, then 36-20, led 39-21 after three, their biggest lead of the night. To that point, led by 18 after three, and Silver Lake goes on to win it by 20, 46-26. That was 46-28, excuse me. The largest lead was 46-26, ended up 46-28. End of the contest. An 18-point Silver Lake victory as they go to 4-5 on the year, and Blue Hill falls to 1-8 on the season. For the Silver Lake Mustangs, they have a couple of guys in double figures. Tyler Ostrander, the senior, had 18 to lead the way for Silver Lake, 16 for Jake Polk, 6 for Jacob Trausch, and Jacob had 5 of those in the first quarter as he kind of got the Mustangs ignited there to start this game. He had 5 in the first quarter, 5 of the 6, and Jake Polk with 5 there also. And Tyler Ostrander kind of taking over after that, ending up with 18 to lead the way, 16 for Jake Polk, 6 for Jacob Trausch, 5 for Sawyer Monroe, and 1 for Zach Polk for Silver Lake. 26 first half points and a 20 in the second half for the Mustangs. They have 46 on the night, 18 for Tyler Ostrander, and 16 for Jake Polk in this contest. For Blue Hill, nobody in double figures, but 7 guys score. 6 points for Maverick Busboom. He led the way. That's his season average. 5 for Justin Tepper. 4 for Brock Kumpke. 4 for Trent Komacher. 3 each for Kyle Manns, James Danahay, and Dakota Hoyt. So leading the way with 6 was Maverick Busboom and 5 for Justin Tepper for Blue Hill. 16 first half points, 12 in the second half for the Bobcats. They had only 5 in the third quarter and only 7 in the fourth. Outscored 20-12 in the second half, 26-16 in the first, and the Silver Lake on to the victory at 46-28 on the evening. And Silver Lake with their experience and that inside play of Tyler Ostrander just too much for the Bobcats tonight, as Blue Hill, averaging 37 a game, gets 28 tonight. They have nobody averaging in double figures, and the good Silver Lake defense tonight holding Blue Hill to 28 points on the evening. And Silver Lake just shy of its season average of 51. They get 46 points tonight, 18 for Tyler Ostrander and 16 for Jake Polk here tonight. We'll take one more timeout. We'll wrap things up here at Blue Hill High School after this timeout.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill good neighbor pharmacy.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Silver Lake boys win the boys contest here tonight at Blue Hill High School. Silver Lake 46, Blue Hill 28, 18 for Tyler Ostrander, 16 for Jake Polk. For the Silver Lake Mustangs, they are now 4-5 on the basketball season, and the Mustangs win it tonight by the score of 46-28. Silver Lake's next action will be next Friday when they'll be hosting Harvard, and then on the 18th of January, home to Franklin. Silver Lake now 4-5 on the year. 6 points for Bavik Busboom as he led the way for Blue Hill tonight. No players in double figures for the Bobcats. They're now 1-8 on the year. And the next action for Blue Hill will be this coming Tuesday, January the 11th. They'll go to Gibbon. And then next Friday and Saturday, two more games for the Bobcats. They'll be hosting Red Cloud next Friday night right here at Blue Hill and go to Franklin on January the 15th. The Silver Lake boys win at 46-28. In our first contest tonight, the Silver Lake girls fall to Blue Hill. All Blue Hill, they led from start to finish. Blue Hill 46, Silver Lake 23 on the evening. 15 for Jordan Atwater, 12 for Caitlin Kumpke, 10 for Alyssa Overy to lead the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats, now 5-4 on the year, 12 for Mackenzie Scoopa for Silver Lake to lead the way for the Mustangs as they fall to 1-8 on the basketball season. So a split here tonight for these area teams, high school basketball here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ, 94.5 FM in Hastings, and on KLIQFM.com. Again, we want to thank all of our fine sponsors, all our good folks from the Blue Hill area, the Silver Lake school area sponsors, Tim Service in Bladen, Bladen Sand and Gravel, the Krull Agency, the Scoopa Agency, Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, Glenwood Telephone, RP's Body Shop, South Central State Bank, Framers Food Center, Ron's Pharmacy, Century Lumber Center, New Beginnings Preschool, and CPI. Mr. Tyre, our halftime sponsor on the evening, Allen's, and our New Tech Seed, our pregame show sponsor on the evening tonight, Allen's and New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seeds you can hear on every broadcast on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Well, that will do it from Blue Hill High School. A good night for the Silver Lake girls, and excuse me, the Silver Lake boys and the Blue Hill girls. You look at the winning side of things, but a good night for all these teams involved. Pretty good basketball games, and our final scores as they split here tonight in the girls' contest. The Blue Hill girls 46, Silver Lake 23. On the boys' side of things, Silver Lake leads pretty much from start to finish. The Silver Lake Mustangs 46 and Blue Hill 28 tonight. So the Blue Hill girls, the Silver Lake boys win our doubleheader here tonight on The Breeze. That will do it from Blue Hill High School. We thank all the good folks here at Blue Hill for all of their help. Joe Morgan, the AD, Scott Porter, the assistant AD, and all the good folks here in Blue Hill, thanks for letting us come over. We'll follow our area and local teams, of course, our family of stations of Platte River Radio all season long, all the way through the state tournament. Hastings College Bronco basketball tomorrow afternoon on our sister station, 1230 KHS. The Broncos at Mount Marty. The women play at 2, the men at 4. Pregame at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon on 1230 KHAS Radio. The National Football Championship, Oregon and Auburn, Monday night on the ESPN Superstation 1460 KXDN and Kearney and 1550 KICS in Hastings. So a lot of football, a lot of basketball still to come on our family stations of Platte River Radio. And the final scores here tonight at Blue Hill, the Blue Hill girls 46, Silver Lake 23. The Silver Lake boys defeat the Blue Hill boys Silver Lake 46, Blue Hill 28. I will do it from Blue Hill High School for producer-engineer Laura Beam, and we certainly will not want to conclude here without wishing Laura Beam a very happy birthday tomorrow. Look out, folks. Laura's going to be 21 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Laura. Thanks for all your help, and thank you all for listening. From Blue Hill High School, I'm Blaine Bulis for Laura Beam. Have a great rest of the weekend. Your local sports.